How Dr. Hawkins and his work has transformed my life is the first day it totally recontextualized my life in the sense that just talking about context that seems to be forgotten, right? Going from the Buddhist void, as it were, to the context of what's beyond the void. It always comes back to one of those insurmountable by the intellect koans. Life presents enough koans of itself. It doesn't need any help. The idea that I am the presence and feeling the palpability of that in his presence and going, I'm not alone in feeling this. And so what has transformed is the jig is up. My anger, my jealousy, my addictions even to the way I think, my addictions to everything, what was transformed. The first most profound thing is, I think from the first day and then coming back and going to the lectures and subjecting myself to that energy again and again, that I finally got that there really isn't anything happening here except what's happening.
Nico just shared his experience of how his life has been transformed as he practices the teachings of Dr. Hawkins. He explains how his ego's angers, jealousies, and addictions no longer rule his life. In this session, Dr. Hawkins further describes the ego in relation to his teachings, his understanding of it from an enlightened perspective. He continues his discussion about the surge of integrity as a driving force in human consciousness as the Earth evolves beyond the lower energy frequencies to the calibration level of 207. He discusses the ego and our misperceptions of it in greater detail as he asserts that demonizing the ego is not a power-based way to work with it. The secret, he says, lies in becoming friendly with it. Doing so will be yet another powerful step in the evolution of your personal consciousness and the consciousness of humankind as a whole. Understanding the ego from the perspective that the natural evolution of our species puts it in better context. We can then reperceive it as our animal instincts that have followed us as we evolve from the reptilian state into Homo sapien. As we learn to perceive it from this state, judgment is not perpetuated and the battle with the ego ceases. As you listen to the upcoming session, take note of the skepticisms or judgments that might arise. What are your current perceptions? Are they in line with truth, or might they be the makings of your ego's wall of resistance?